This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There are three tests to see if you're old. Does it hurt you to know that right now the actor Ralph Macchio is older than the actor Pat Morita was when he played Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid? And the television show Happy Days was on back in the 1970s, but it was set 20-ish years before in the 1950s, which, if you were my age at the time, seemed like a long, long way back. But Happy Days, the show, is now further in the past, 40 years, twice as far, than the 1950s were when it was on. Does that hurt you? And if a young person in his 20s asked you, as one asked me not too long ago, hey, that movie where the two women drive off a cliff together, was that Laverne and Shirley, and you want to kick him very hard in the throat? Well, that's another indication that you're a very, very old person. Okay, one more. A writer friend of mine, mid-30-ish, by the way, was working with some other writers who were in their mid-20s. Now, the writer made a reference to the classic comedy Animal House and got blank stares. The other, younger writers hadn't seen it, and more, they weren't even familiar with the material. The basic outlines of the plot and setting were a total mystery to them. And 4 days later, a couple of them approached the writer and announced that over the weekend, they had watched the movie. Kind of slow, they said. Not all that funny. Which either bothers you or doesn't. I happen to love the movie, but I gave up trying to argue with people's tastes years ago. But what it suggests is that there's a lot of stuff to keep up with. When I was younger, a movie like Animal House was sort of the big thing. It had the pop consciousness stage all to itself. Now, of course, with a million channels and a crackling interweb, nothing has the stage to itself. Everything else keeps jostling everything else out of the spotlight, and nobody has much time for something from a few years ago. Now, when I was a freshman in college, most of what we all joked about during those first few awkward months of getting to know each other were the pop culture things we had in common. Watching TV reruns in the hot summer during the day by ourselves, the music we liked, stupid stuff from our high school lives. In other words, freshman year was the first time we gathered in a large, geographically diverse group to talk about stuff we had mostly done alone. Watch TV, listen to records, brood about our classmates, making fun of experiences we thought were our own but were, we discovered, shared. I mean, what's up with those two Darrens on Bewitched? How does the theme song for Facts of Life go? Well, that sort of thing was how we all connected back 1,000 years ago. Now all of those things are posted on Facebook and Twitter, so when freshmen gather for the first time, they've already devoured memes and shared experiences, and there's probably nothing left for them to do but attempt to seduce each other. In my day, we had to sing the Gilligan's Island theme first, just to break the ice. Now, this is nothing we haven't all thought of course, but it all hit me when a young friend of mine lamented the dignities of his childhood before, as he put it, normal life, where everyone has their own phone. Back then, he complained, you'd call someone up and, like, their mother would answer, and you'd have to talk to her? That was, like, awful. So, every generation has its burdens, but at least mine got Animal House. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will paint the room. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.